This is Cruise News Today on Location with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Wednesday, May 1st. Guests departing on Royal Caribbean's Radiance of the Seas next cruise will be happy to know the ship is almost repaired and the 7-night cruise is a go. A letter to book guests reads, "We're happy to share that our teams are finishing up technical work on board right on schedule and will be ready to welcome you on May 3rd as planned." Starting on May 3rd, the ship will start its very first Alaska cruise of the season, heading up to Seward, Alaska, and throughout the season, doing alternating Seward to Vancouver voyages through September. Royal Caribbean canceled the last cruise a day after it was scheduled to depart Vancouver, British Columbia. And if you're heading out on NCL this month, this may impact you. Cruise Industry News is reporting that NCL has canceled 5 scheduled stops in Tortola from mid-May to late June due to necessary engine overhauls on the Norwegian Breakaway that required the ship to operate at reduced speed. Now, these cancellations will impact a series of cruises leaving from Port Miami. NCL has extended its stay at Great Stirrup Cay to compensate for the missed visit to Tortola with the dates of May 16th, May 23rd, and May 30th, as well as June 20th and June 27th. Guests will also be receiving a $100 onboard credit per stateroom. Norwegian Breakaway currently sails from Port Miami, but will later be repositioning to New York in August. And due to ongoing conflicts in the Red Sea, Princess Cruises has announced a revision of its 2025 World Cruise itinerary. Now, the revised routes will feature stops along the west coast of Africa and the Mediterranean. This decision follows similar changes in 2024 by multiple cruise lines due to the safety risks, including drone attacks and hijackings in the area. And cruise line stocks were down on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation down 2%, 14.82. Royal Caribbean down 2.6%, 139.63. And Norwegian down 1.7%, 18.92. If you have a lead on a story, drop me a line, tips@cruiseradio.net. Here aboard Carnival Firenze, anchored in Cabo, had a great lunch at Cabo Wabo, Sammy Hagar's place, and also some beautiful scenery all around us. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Wednesday.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.